The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So as this image is getting ready to pull up on the screen, you're going to see the title, in which is, "Sorry, Steve, you're wrong." So what are we talking about today? Again, at this time, I want to officially welcome all of our podcast audience, our YouTube audience, and our Facebook Live audience, and everybody else that's jumping on here, either by live or by the rebroadcast of this. We welcome you to today's segment. Today, I'm going to be dealing with, we're going to be discussing an article that was shared by the Christian Post. This was a story that they shared last week. We shared this on End Time Headlines on our main website, and it has to do with internationally recognized comedian Steve Harvey. Many of you guys know him from many movies. You also know him probably from The Family Feud, where most people know him. But according to this report, he stunned many of his Christian fans after he recently revealed. And here's the headline right here, by the way, but this was on the Christian Post, where he recently believed that there was no one specific way to heaven. I want to repeat that again. Again, Steve Harvey said there is no one particular way to heaven. So that's what we're going to be dealing with on today's topic. So let's get after this thing. According to this report, Steve Harvey posted a video on his official YouTube channel again last week titled "How Steve Harvey Prays," where he was speaking from a grand mosque in the United Arab Emirates, where a majority of Muslim Persian Gulf nation is Islamic and it's the official region. While many Christian travelers and different ones, many individuals come there through there who are, quote, Christian. In the UAE, they're allowed to worship in private. However, they are prohibited by law from praying in public or evangelizing. Keep that in mind. So right there at that mosque, Steve Harvey said, quote, "There's no one way to heaven and no one way to paradise." He went on to say, quote, "It's like television. Now there's over 800 channels on cable and they're all pretty entertaining. So I'm pretty sure that to get to heaven, there's got to be more than one route. Because somebody watching another channel or taking another channel than you, quote, they're still getting entertained and they're probably still getting to heaven." Interesting. Harvey went on to caption the video by writing, quote, "There's many ways to serve God and keep your faith. My trip to the Emirates always reminds me how we can live in harmony and in the much needed peace we all crave globally." In the nearly 5-minute video, according to the Christian Post, Harvey also showed viewers the exterior of the Mary Mother of Jesus Mosque, which is located near St. Andrew's Anglican Church. The mosque was renamed in 2017 by the order of Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. I believe that's how you pronounce that. Could you imagine that name? Anyway, to, quote, "consolidate bonds of humanity between followers of different religions," Al Arabia reported at the time, quote, and I'm going to read this here, quote, "Can you imagine a mosque with the name Jesus on it? Yeah, the world could use a little bit more of that," Harvey said while standing outside of the mosque that was renamed Maryam Isa, or the Mary, the Mother of Jesus. By the way, Muslims believe in the mother of Jesus. That's what they call her in Arabic. The video was released on the 23rd of January as part of a 6-episode docuseries titled "When Steve Meets East." In the series, which was produced by the United Arab Emirates Government Media Office as part of the UAE strategy for domestic tourism, Harvey and his family are seen touring various destinations in the Emirates alongside traveler and vlogger Nusair Yassin. In the video, in the last video of the series, Harvey also explained why he never lost his faith, even as he became more wealthy and successful. Quote, success and happiness is a process, and in this process, I was very aware of the amount of faith that was needed, Harvey said. Quote, as a matter of fact, it really took more faith than I ever thought I had. Harvey has frequently spoke about his Christian roots and faith that was instilled in him by his mother, according to the article. And that's why his recent comments perplex many of his Christian fans. Yassin, who is Harvey's co-host in the series, noted that Harvey's three sons are a reflection of the entertainer's inclusive beliefs. Two of his sons have Christian names, and another has the Muslim name Ali. The video ends with Yassin calling for unity among Jews, Christians, and Muslims. By the way, that's what I believe the Antichrist is going to do in the end times. Anyway, and people of all faiths. Sounds like a world one religion, right? In a time where religious intolerance is on the rise, when Harvey's TV show was in rotation, he often featured Christian guests and spoke about God and his faith in Jesus. Harvey's late mother, who was a Sunday school teacher, died over 18 years ago, but the comedian has often talked about the influence she had on cultivating his faith. In a past Mother's Day tribute on the Steve Harvey Show, he revealed that she went to church nearly every day of the week and instilled godly principles in him, and his siblings, that coupled with his father's influence led him to the right thing, he said. Now, when you read this article, if you just read the article and you excluded the comments from Harvey himself, you would think that he was a solid Bible-believing, doctrinally sound Christian or believer based upon his roots, based upon his history, based upon his upbringing. However, if we go by what Harvey said himself, we have a big problem here. And that's why we've titled this today, that Steve, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. To say that, again, going back to what his statement was, to imply that there is many paths or many ways to heaven or to paradise or to the Father is totally contrary to the very core principle of the New Testament belief, and by definition is heresy. So let's get after this thing. Let's show you by scripture why this is wrong. So we're going to go right here. Look at the words of Jesus. We're going to pull this right up on the screen here. We're going to go through several scriptures of here because we're going to defend what Jesus said based on scripture and not based upon opinion. All right. This is Jesus speaking. John 14:1-6, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Again, this is Yeshua. This is Jesus speaking. In my Father's house are many mansions. I said, there's many mansions, not many paths. If it were not so, I would have told you, and I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now, this sounds real good, right? But let's read on. And where I go, you know, and the way you know, Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. And how can we know the way? Somebody said, how can I know the way? We're going to answer it. And Jesus said to him, or he answered Thomas and said, quote, I am the way. I want to say it again a little bit louder for the back row. Jesus said, I am the way. He didn't say, I am a way or I am another way. Jesus said inclusively, I am the way. I am the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father. And by the way, the Father is in heaven where paradise is located right now. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus didn't say no one can come to the Father except through whatever God you serve, whatever religion you serve, whatever prophet you serve, and whatever path you choose. He said, no, there's only one way, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father, and no man can be where I am except through me. Hebrews 4, 14 and 15. Seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. By the way, there's religions that don't believe he is the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So we see here that Yeshua or Jesus was not just a good man. He was not just another religious figure. He was not just another prophet. He was the Son of God. He is the high priest. He is the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. He is the Mashiach, the Messiah. He is the anointed one, the Son of Man, the Son of David, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he that which was, which is, and which is to come. 1 John 2, 1 and 2. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation. Or propitiation for our sins and not for ours only. Listen to this, but also for the whole world. Oh, come on. He himself is the propitiation for our sins. In other words, he made atonement for not only my sin and not only your sin, but the whole world. In 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 6, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. What is that truth? For there is one God and one mediator between God and men. I want to say it again. There is one God and there's one mediator between God and men. Who is that? Read it right there, what Paul said, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be tested in due time. Let's give you some more scripture. Let's go to the book of Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 and 11. This is going to come up on your screen right here. Philippians 2, 5 and 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. I said the name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven and of those on earth and those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Friends, I'm going to tell you something. You can ask any spirit-filled missionary that has been on the mission field that deals with the supernatural, that's healed the sick, and that has dealt with witchcraft and sorcery and black magic and all kinds of devils and demons, which are real. The Bible says that even the devils believe and tremble. But I'm going to tell you, the demons are not expelled in the name of other prophets and in the name of other gods. These demons are expelled, and these demons respond to the name that has been given above every name. and heaven and earth and the sea and the dry land. It's the name of Jesus. That name, come on, that glorious name. That is the name right now, present tense. It is that name that makes hell shake. It makes hell tremble. It makes devils nervous, and it causes disruption. I'm going to tell you, it causes disruption in high places, because even in high places, they can invoke the name of God. They can invoke the name Lord. They can say the Most High. They can say all these terms, but the moment they say Jesus, I'm telling you, people get nervous. People get irate. People get offended. People start getting mad. And I'm telling you, all hell breaks loose when the name of Yeshua, the name of Jesus, is released out in the atmosphere and out of the mouth of individuals. But we got more. I want to show you some more here. We got more scripture. John chapter 10. I'm going to give you just a second to pull this up on the screen. It's a little bit of a delay here. But I'm going to start reading this, but you're going to see this pop up here. Most assuredly, I say to you, this is Jesus speaking. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. And then Jesus said to them again. So here we go. He speaks a parable or something in an enigma, and then he speaks plainly. So if you didn't get that, I want to do like Jesus did. Now we're going to speak plainly. Here's what he says, quote, I am the door. I'm the door that I was speaking of. This is what Jesus said. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. Are you listening, Steve? Come on. I know you'll never listen to this message. You'll never hear it. It will never come to your ears. But if you were right in front of me, listen, I love you, brother. I'm praying for you. But I'm telling you, Jesus said, I am the door. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. But you got to go to him and will go in and out and find pastures. The thief does not come except but to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, but a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and does not care about the sheep. And Jesus said, quote, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I laid down my life for the sheep. Come on, Steve. He laid his life down for you. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. Listen, they may be sheep of another fold, but that don't mean they're still going to go through the same door. Come on. They're still going to go through the same door. The sheep may be different. Come on, but the door stays the same. Are you listening? Listen to this. My sheep, and I, as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and lay down my life for the sheep. And the sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice. and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore, my Father loves me because I laid down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Hallelujah. Let me give you one last scripture, and then we're going to close this podcast today. Actually, it's two scriptures. It's going to come up right there. I want to close this segment right here. Just in case there's anybody listening today or watching today, and listen, why am I even addressing this? Because I'm telling you, men like this, people like this that has this kind of celebrity status, they have a lot of influence. A lot of influence, and you would be shocked and surprised how many people in the church believe this stuff. Well, if Steve Harvey believes this, then he's got to be right. But we got to go to the Bible. Listen to this. John 11, 25 and 26. Jesus said to her, he's talking to Mary here. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Listen, if there was many paths to heaven, Jesus would have not made such a statement. Acts 4, 10 and 12. And this is where I want to close today's podcast. This is in the book of Acts. This is after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, after he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and the apostles are preaching. Come on, they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen what it says here. Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man stands here before you whole. It's speaking of Yeshua, Jesus. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other. Let me say it again. There is not salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And it's the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said there's no other name given under heaven and to men in which we must be saved but the name of Jesus. I've got some announcements for all of our listeners today, and we want to share those. We've got exciting news to give you at the end of the segment, but we don't want to close this broadcast today without first asking you today, watching by YouTube, watching by Facebook, listening by podcast, or however you may hear this, listen to this, or whatever the case may be. Listen, I want to ask you, do you know him? Do you have a relationship with him? Has he washed you and cleansed you and have you become a member of the family today? If you hesitate and you can't answer that question, I'm asking you right now to repent of your sins. I'm asking you to turn from your own ways, turn from your sins, repent of your sins, and put your faith and trust in the only name given under heaven into which we must be saved. It's the name of Jesus. Listen, he's not going to let you down. He's not going to neglect you. He said, lo, I'll be with you until the end of the age. Listen, you're going to go through some hard times. You're going to go through ups and downs. You're going to go to the mountain. You're going to go to the valley. It's going to be light. It's going to be dark. There's going to be sunshiny days, and there's going to be stormy days, but I'm going to tell you, regardless of where you go from this day forward, I would rather go with him than without him. And I want to tell you, when at the end of this thing, when this thing wraps up and you give out your last breath, I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed, because you will open your eyes in glory, and where he is, you will be with him. That's what his promise. That's not my promise. That's his promise, that's his word, and it is truth, and it's been established in all of heaven, and it cannot be altered, and it cannot be changed. Father, I pray for every individual under the sound of my voice today, watching by Facebook, watching by YouTube, watching by however this, or listening to this. If they are lost today, or if they're backslid today, they don't have a relationship with you today, they're unsure of where they stand today with all of eternity, I pray for them today. I ask that you, Holy Spirit, would go, and that you would invade their space, invade that camera, right through that lens, right through that camera, right through that microphone, through that phone, wherever they're at today. Lord, invade their lives. And I ask that you would draw them into salvation as they repent and they turn from their sins. We ask that, Father, I ask that you would draw them unto you. And as they ask you to come into their lives and come into their heart through the Holy Spirit, I thank you, I praise you, and I rejoice with their salvation. And all of heaven rejoices. The angels rejoice. Heaven rejoices that one sinner comes to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on. Isn't that exciting news today? Come on. Let's just be thankful. I believe some people got right with God, or maybe even gave their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ for the first time. Listen, guys, I want to give you some information on how you can continue to keep up with our ministry. Listen, you can follow us. We're all over the place on social media outlets, and they're going to come up right there on your screen. If you would like to follow us in many different, depending on what kind of social media outlet you're on, we're on Telegram. You can find us there. Just type in End Time Headlines. You can find us on Twitter right there. Our Twitter handle's at End Time Headline. Go to Instagram. You can find us there. You can find us on Facebook. And we're on Gab as well. We're all over the place. There's no excuse. You can follow us on all kinds of alternative social media outlets, even outside of Facebook. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If you'd like to sow into this if you'd like to sow into this ministry, we want to give you the opportunity in just a minute. But before we do that, I want to give you the opportunity. It's free. Please, I implore you to go and download our free app. It's available on Apple and Google right there. You can see it on your screen. Just type in End Time Headlines, download that app, get the app right there in your hand so that you can keep up with our podcast, our YouTube channel, our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. All that's going to be right there in your hands where you can keep up with this. Okay. And then again, if you'd like to support this ministry, if it encourages you, it equips you, it informs you. It's just an all around blessing to you. Maybe this is your home church because you don't have a home church. You'd be shocked at the amount of people that do not have a home church because of circumstances, because there's no spirit filled churches in their area, whatever the case would be. Again, as we have been a blessing to you, everything's free, guys. The messages are free. The app's free. The email subscription's free. And listen, I'm about to show you something. And this is going to be, I'm excited about this. We've added a new feature to our ministry that's going to be even a greater blessing to you. But if you'd like to support this ministry, you like to partner with what we're doing, you stand behind our vision, we want to give you an opportunity to sow back into this ministry. You can do that right there. Look on your screen. Right in front of you, you can give by the app. If you go all the way down, right where that finger's pointing, and click on the heart right there where it says donate, click on that. You can give electronically. If you don't have the app, just go to endtimeheadlines.org. You can see that all the way to the right of your screen. Just go to endtimeheadlines.org. You're going to see a place you can give electronically. If you'd like to give by check or money order, you can do that right there by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. Now I want to show you this. When I put this together last night, I put all these PowerPoints up here. I'm going to wait till this pops up on here. Get used to, right there. Watchman Media Network. Even the acronym is Watchman, WMN, Watchman. Watchman Media Network. This is a brand new feature that we have added to the main website. When you go under the menu, you're going to see that tab. It says Watchman Media Network. Here's what it is. When you click on that, you're going to see there's like five people on there right now. Now, I want to give a disclaimer. First of all, let me tell you what this is, and then I'm going to give you the disclaimer. What this is a one-stop location for who I believe are right now voices on the wall who are watchmen in this hour. Okay, so Why is this cool and why is this exciting for you and for me? Here's why. I wanted to create this network because there's nowhere out there that has this. Imagine this. You find a network of watchmen. Now, here's the disclaimer. You ready? Not everybody is going to like everybody on this network. There's going to be people on there that you are not going to like, or there's going to be people that you love. There's going to be people on there that you fully agree with, and there's going to be people on there that you don't agree with. There's going to be people on that network that believe like Brother Ricky and believe in the rapture of the church. There's others that don't. There's going to be some that believe in a mid-trib or a post-trib, and there's going to be others that believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. There's going to be differences in theology, but we're not talking about heretics here. They believe Jesus is the Son of God. They believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. They believe in the core principles of the fundamentals of the gospel. But here's why I think this is the coolest thing and why this is exciting. Because one day I was going down the road, and if you're like me, I'm going down the road and I like listening to different podcasts or listening to different videos. And like I have to go and thumb through all kinds of different videos and different networks and different websites so I can listen to the latest message from so-and-so. And then I have to go over here. And I was like, I want a one-stop location. Just one click, go there, scroll down, and find everybody in one location. And that's what we've created for you guys. We did this for you. It don't cost you anything. This is all free, and we've created this for your convenience and to be a blessing for you guys. Now, you know what else this does? This absolutely destroys disunity in the body of Christ, because this takes the spotlight off of me. Because listen, if I was intimidated by any of these men of God that I put on this network, I wouldn't have put them on there. But I am not concerned about being intimidated. What I want is to be a voice. What? Come on. We are a voice. Come on, that's what Watchman Media Network is. That's what this location is to be a one-stop place for the voice of the Watchman. What's being said in this hour and where we can hear that. So that's why we've created this. All right, number two in that. So go check that out. When you leave this, go check it out. And we're going to be adding more people. This is not it, guys. There's only about five people. We're going to add more and more people. So you may not see your favorite on there, someone you like, but we're going to be adding more and more. This is going to be huge. Now, I think this thing is going to really take off. I really do. I believe it's going to be a great blessing to the body of Christ. All right. So number two announcement, we're almost done and wrapped up with the ability to be able to broadcast live from our website and not solely from Facebook Live. Right now, we're broadcast from Facebook Live. So nobody from YouTube is on here live. Nobody from Twitter's on here live. Nobody from Instagram's here live, and nobody anywhere else. But listen, we're almost, when we get to that point where we're able to broadcast live from our website, we're going to pull all of our viewers together in one location to watch our live broadcast. And here's the cool part. If you missed a broadcast, you can go to our website, not Facebook, not YouTube. You can go right on our website and you can watch the replay, and it's going to be right there. So here's the point. We're eliminating our dependency upon every other platform, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that. And we're making it where you can go right to the website. Oh, and by the way, when we do broadcast live from the website, we're going to have a chat room. So just like you guys here on Facebook are communicating with each other, you're going to be able to do that exact same thing right there on the website. You're going to be able to chat, you're going to communicate, and we're going to have moderators. So we're not going to have goofy stuff going on, disruption and all this other stuff. So I am stoked about this. I'm super excited about this. So this is what we're offering. This is what we are doing as a ministry. This is our mission statement, to inform you of the signs and the times at which we're in, through preaching, through information, through networking, the whole nine yards. We are going all in 2021. So we love you guys. God bless you again. Thank you for taking the time out today to listen to this broadcast. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers and your partnership. Again, don't forget to share this video. Don't forget to share the news, the information, all that. And we're going to sign off for today. We'll be back on here on Thursday with either another message or another podcast like we did today. A segment. And then Friday, we're going to do our prayer. Remember, I told you we're going to start praying every Friday as a corporate body, a gathering of believers coming together in corporate prayer. We need that as the body of Christ. So again, we're stepping this thing up. We're going full steam ahead in 2021. So God bless you. We love you guys. We'll see you in a couple of days.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.